and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. We thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast. We have a leftover trivia question from a previous hour of the program, an easy question indeed. We're looking for the most powerful Chevrolet Chevelle SS ever produced. It was for model year 1970. It was a 454 cubic inch V8, but what was the designation on that particular engine? Like today, of course, on the Corvette, you've got the Z06 has the LS7 engine. The ZR1 has the LS9 engine. What did this 454 Chevelle SS from 1970 have that was, up until recently, the high watermark for General Motors? In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Ian Kelleher from the RM Auction Company, who's going to be telling us all about the 2010 Automobiles of Arizona sale, which just occurred just a couple of days back in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. And a little later on, we're going to be joined by David Gooding from Gooding & Company, who's going to do the same, wrap up his auction results. It's my first time in about 15 years that I was not able to attend the Scottsdale event due to some family matters here that I had to take care of here in suburban Boston, but I can't wait to find out about what happened at the RM sale. I'm hearing lots of good things, so let's bring forth the man himself, Ian Kelleher, to tell us all about it. Ian, how you doing?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So
I certainly appreciate being on today. It was a busy weekend.
Definitely, and you guys did something unusual this time around. You actually had a sale on Thursday evening called The British Are Coming. How did it go?
It went great. We even brought the weather. It rained miserably, so you didn't miss much in terms of the weather, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I heard there was some mighty winds out there, too.
Yeah, it was pretty unfortunate for some of the other auction companies, and we're very sorry, you know, that they had to go through what they went through with the their auction tents and so on and so forth. It's just an unfortunate experience for a lot of the companies, and we were lucky. We hold our event inside the Arizona Biltmore, and so most of the cars were all dry and indoors, and this year we did have 160 in total, which about 60 of those, or 55 of those, were on the British Are Coming Thursday night auction, which kicked off our event, and was a really great, fun evening that a lot of people attended and had a great time at.
Wonderful, and it looks like by the results of the sale, this is a great way to kick off the 2010 auction season, as we should point out to our listeners that quite often folks look at the Scottsdale events as a barometer for the entire year.
They do, and our event was very good, as were some of our competitors, so it was encouraging really across the board. Our top sale over the weekend was a Aston Martin DB4 GT that brought in just over $1 million, and that was on the Thursday evening as well. So, you know, it was very encouraging. We had a total sell-through rate of about 90%, so that was a very good rate, and the sale total was just about $20 million.
Fantastic. Congratulations, Ian. Let's talk about that car that brought over $1 million. It's, as you said, a 1963 Aston Martin DB4 GT. What makes that car so special and worth that kind of money?
Well, obviously the engine is certainly what you'd consider the hot rod of all Aston hot rod engines, and it had an impeccable history. It was actually the last one built from the factory. It's, you know, a little bit more unique than the standard DB4 because it obviously has the GT specification engine as well as lightweight body, and it's truly a great grand touring car that you could actually drive and really race. So it was, you know, one of a limited production and you know, beautiful design, of course. And this had a terrific history to it.
The number two best-selling car, top-selling car at the RM auction for 2010 in Arizona was a Shelby 427. Tell us about this one, Ian.
That was a great car, formerly of the collection of Mr. Otis Chandler. Passed away some time ago, but it had excellent provenance and great color, obviously. It was black and, you know, just your standard 427 with all the bells and whistles, but it was certainly an excellent running car, excellent driving example, and I know it found a new buyer, a new home, that he's a real enthusiast, and I know he's going to enjoy the car a lot.
Ian, let's talk a little bit about something you just brought up, and that's color. How important is color in the sale of a high-end vehicle? Does it play a critical role?
I think it plays a very critical role, and it really depends on the car. Similarly, there was a gold 427 SC that was sold over the weekend, and I know that that color did not appeal to a lot of collectors, but it was an original color to the car. So, you know, it's there's certainly going to be people who are the purists who want to buy that original, that, you know, whatever it was prepared originally, and that obviously adds a lot of value to it and credence. But if you don't like it, then it sort of separates it. So, you know, people take a lot of liberties in their restoration, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. But, you know, especially when you're restoring older cars, it's, I think, very important to stay true to the era and stay true to, you know, what was done in the period and not put metallic paint on a car that never had it or was never available at the time.
Really good point. Don't go disco with a 1930s car.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Although we did have a little disco with our 1941 Chrysler Thunderbolt, which was a rather bright green and copper.
Wow. Interesting. And, okay. And what kind of money did that bring?
That did not sell. It reached about $1.1 million in bidding.
Wow.
But I think that was a good example of a car that the color was sort of something that not everybody was that into. And, you know, if you wanted one, there's only four in existence. So just turned out that, you know, that was not the day for somebody who wanted one. So can't sell them all, but we did sell most of them at least.
Absolutely. And that's one thing we should point out, the fact that the RM auction company uses a reserve. And I've been talking to a gentleman recently who wants to sell his two vehicles at auction and definitely does not want to go the no reserve route. And I can understand, I mean, because you're kind of throwing it out there. Sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, and we do counsel clients on what makes the most sense. There are cars that I think if you offered without reserve, it would bring that many more interested buyers to the table. And I also think that the cars that, you know, I believe should have a reserve because they're hard to value. Or, you know, maybe it's just something that's so personal and there's so much risk involved for that individual that you just don't want to put someone through that. You have to be mentally prepared as a client to go through that process and handle it and then, you know, come to sort of the grips of the reality that it may sell for a little bit less than you want.
Absolutely. On the at the RM auction in Arizona, the car that sold for the third highest amount of money, for $550,000, was a Duesenberg in 1932. Tell us a little bit more about this vehicle, Ian.
Yeah, that actually was one of the surprises of the sale. There was very, very spirited bidding on it. It was a rebodied Tourister, and we had two Duesenbergs in the sale, and that was one of the higher selling of the two. An open car, a lovely body, lovely design, you know, high quality, slightly older restoration, but very presentable. And I was rather impressed with the bidding. It seemed to not stop. It went on for quite a while, in fact.
Oh, that's great. And for our younger listeners, we should point out the fact that that's where the expression, it's a doozy, came from.
Yeah, once you've pushed one, you can relate. I've pushed plenty, and my back is always feeling it. What can I say?
Absolutely. What is the average weight of a Duesenberg? It must be 6,000-7,000 pounds, something like that?
It's about 6,500 pounds, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's... I'm hurting just thinking about it. We're going to step aside for some important messages. When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell you more about the official results of the Automobiles of Arizona 2010 RM sale and look ahead to the event coming up in March. This is Auto World.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Oh, what a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do.
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol, well,
don't you know anything? Oh, when you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now. Of course, you can check us out online anytime at our network, GCNLive.com. We have archives of all the shows, free podcast as well, so you can listen anytime to our show or many of the other shows here on the network. Ian Kelleher joins us, telling us all about the Automobiles of Arizona, our MSAIL 2010. And Ian, I'm wondering, how did that Rolls Royce, that very unique one from 1933, how did that one do?
We sold a three-position drop head for, sold for over $500,000, I believe, or just under, about $480,000. So it was very, very good price for that car.
Excellent. And how about that Mercury, the kind of dream Mercury?
The XM800 brought about 440,000 and went to a great collection in the Midwest, and where it will be housed with some other fantastic cars like it. And that was really spectacular in person. I actually think it was quite a good buy for the money, and you know, that's going to happen at some auctions. And certainly, I think that car was very special, very neat. We actually sold one of the other concept cars, the Maharani Cadillac, which was one of the Motorama cars.
Oh, yeah.
That was the known as the kitchen sink car. That sold for $220,000.
Wow, excellent. How did the V16 Cadillac do from 1930?
I think that was a bit soft, but that car's been for sale for a little while. So, you know, it's some people have seen it before. You know, it's one of those things where it was a convertible coupe, so it didn't. It wasn't a roadster, wasn't the most desirable body, obviously, in an older restoration. But, you know, most of the classics did quite well. We had some lovely Packards and some really, truly impressive examples. But really the highlight cars in a lot of ways were the British cars, which some of the Aston Martins brought fantastic prices.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the other ones, including the one that the number one best-selling car money-wise was a 63 Aston Martin DB4 GT, but a 65 Aston Martin DB5 also brought significant money as well.
Yeah, it did. That brought about 440,000, which was very impressive for that car also. And it was simply perfectly prepared, had a wonderful history to it. And, you know, Astons have been very strong. Aston prices have been very strong. And we saw them on the DB4s, DB5s, DB6s, and on DB3s. We had a lovely matched pair of a drop head and a coupe. That sold for total about almost 600,000 for the pair.
Excellent. And tell us about that 1963 Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud drop head coupe. That also went for a lot of money.
That did. And, they're very elegant cars. That was, certainly one of the finer ones we sold. It had a unique color. Was in excellent overall condition, drove very nicely. You know, they're very, sort of regal cars to drive and to own, and, very comfortable. And this was a very, very stunning example.
Tell our listeners about the 58 Aston Martin DB Mark III saloon vehicle. This is also a rather unique offering indeed.
Yeah. Are we discussing the red one or one of the green ones?
Yeah, the red one.
Red one, yeah, that was a DB, a Mark III with a DB with a 5 engine in it. Actually, you know, a very rare specification, high horsepower engine that was delivered new with that car. And so, even though it was right-hand drive, you know, it had all of the elements that really helped boost the price. And it was very rare, wonderfully sorted out, excellent overall condition. And that rare engine option obviously was really the deciding factor, I think, in seeing it bring what it brought and for the final bid price.
Absolutely. It seems like, you know, I personally love Aston Martins. I mean, from the classics to today's, it seems like anything with the word Aston Martin, just like anything with the word Shelby on it, is an instant collectible, it almost seems.
It is the case, and Astons have risen at a very strong rate, but they've really held their value as well. And, you know, they appeal to a lot of collectors. They obviously are beautiful designs, and whether it's a DB3, 4, 5, or 6, they're extremely elegant. They're I'm very tall myself. I can fit in them. They accommodate just about any passenger or driver. And they really can be used for touring, for events, for racing. So that they're, you know, it is a true, you know, grand touring car that's a great dual purpose example. And, you know, it has a look, it has the same look of a $1 million Ferrari for a lot less money.
So true. Ian, let's look ahead to March. I'm going to be there at Amelia Island. Haven't been for a number of years. Really looking forward to it. And you guys always have such a wonderful sale there.
Yeah, this will be our 13th year at the, at Amelia Island, and, you know, we're the official auction house of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. We have a wonderful relationship with Bill Warner and his staff there, and their volunteers do a fantastic job of putting on one of the finest concours in the United States. And, you know, our auction there has always been a very solid event. It's probably one of the most beautiful venues that we're at. We're right on the grounds of the Ritz-Carlton, and you've got the Atlantic Ocean in the background. It's just absolutely beautiful. And this year we should have about 110 cars, certainly going to be a very diverse offering, and we'll be coming out with the catalog in about 2 weeks. So it should be a very exciting event, and we're looking forward to returning there once again.
Absolutely. Can folks check out all the auction results from the Arizona auctions at your website?
They can indeed. If they go to www.rmauctions.com, all of the results with the full photos of each car as well as the descriptions and prices realized are all online, and obviously that's available for anybody who wants to check it out.
So overall, Ian, definitely a home run for RM, and definitely a good way to kick off 2010.
Indeed, and it was a great weekend for many of the companies that were able to sell some cars, and certainly a positive outlook for 2010, and the first of probably 15 or 17 auctions for us, so good year to start a very busy year.
Wow, you're going to have that many auctions this year. That's incredible. And, of course, RM does a lot of international sales as well. Are you going back over to the Ferrari factory this year?
We will be alternating with Ferrari, and this year we'll be in Monaco on May 1st, and we're going to have about 100 cars there. We already have a wonderful group consigned, and so we'll be in the lovely Principality of Monaco, and that should be, you know, a great first-time event for us. And, of course, we'll be returning to London in the fall and then likely at Ferrari the following year.
Wow, fantastic. Ian Kelleher from the RM Auction Company, congratulations on all the wonderful results from the 2010 Automobiles of Arizona sales, including the British Are Coming event, which was a first-time event on Thursday evening. Is that going to be an annual tradition now? Can we look forward to a Thursday night event next year?
You know, who knows, but we'll see what happens, and we'll go from there.
I'm with you, Ian, on that. We'll all go from there.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time, my friend. We'll talk with you real soon.
Bro.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk more auctions.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're bringing you results from the recent sales in Arizona. It's kind of the barometer for the year. And right now we're going to shine the spotlight on Gooding and Company and welcome the president and founder of Gooding and Company, David Gooding, back to the airways of Auto World. David, how you doing?
Very good. Doing well, Bob. Thank you.
Well, congratulations. This was your inaugural event in Scottsdale, and what a way to kick it off.
Yeah, it was our first time that we did a two-day sale, and we were thrilled with the results. We did $33.9 million, sold 114 out of 125 cars, so about 92%. And, it's... lots of, I think the thing that we were most proudest of were, we did 7 lots, sold for more than $1 million. And we set two new world records. So, it was a good weekend and, must say we're happy to have the weekend done, actually.
I'm sure. Absolutely. So the first time having a Friday auction in Scottsdale, and you kicked it off in grand style there with the sale of the 1956 Jaguar D-Type sports racer. Tell our listeners all across North America what that vehicle sold for.
Sold for $3.74 million, strong number. I think the highest price that any vehicle brought this weekend out at Scottsdale by a long shot. We sold that on Friday, strong price, but of course a fantastic car. So, it's commensurate with the car, great car and, bought by a top collector, in the U.S. So, it's found a new home and we're just delighted with it.
Excellent. Also, earning a lot of attention was a 1934 model J. Duesenberg. This is a disappearing top convertible coupe, and that also sold for in excess of $1 million, almost $2 million.
Yeah, it brought just over $1.8 million for that car. We sold that on Friday as well. Great Duesenberg, disappearing top car, and the only one with rear-mounted spares. Beautiful example, absolutely stunning restoration on this car. We had a lot of interest in that car before the sale. You know, we were thinking it would do 1.2 to 1.6, and it brought 1.8. So we were just, you know, again, happy with that. You know, the interesting thing is, though, that not every car sailed away above the estimates. You know, the market is definitely there's definitely a lot of activity, but you know, some cars brought within the estimate. So the important thing is that you've got to get cars priced right, and you know, that was certainly underscored this weekend.
Tell us about some of the other record-breaking cars that you sold this weekend, David.
We had, as far as records, we had a 32 Alfa Romeo 6C 1750. That brought 1.54 million. And then we also had a Lister Jaguar, a Costin Lister Jaguar, that brought $1.1 million.
Wow!
So those were two records: the Alfa and the Lister. As far as other strong prices, the J12 Espano Suiza, that might be a record for a Espano Suiza, I'm not sure, at $1.54 million. Great car, and certainly a strong number. But, you know, we say these are strong numbers, but these are really special, rare cars that just don't come on the market. So, you know, it's not that surprising to us that they bring good money, because they're great, great examples. So the market is definitely around and alive for unusual, special cars that are fresh to the market. Certainly that's the case.
Arizona, as you point out, tends to be kind of a barometer for the year ahead. So I think a lot of the points that you just made are very true. It's definitely up, but it's selectively up. It's not up across the board necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a couple records. Some of them, some of the prices are good, strong prices, but not world records. You know, the Duesenberg was a good price, but not a world record for a Murphy disappearing top car. So, you know, I think it reflects that there are buyers out there. The market may be stronger in some areas, maybe weaker in other areas, but overall it's pretty healthy if you've got the good cars that are priced right, and there's certainly activity for those. You know, that's why we were really happy, not just with the million, you know, seven cars at over $1 million, but also the percentages, 91%, 92%, is great, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Tell us about the 1927 6.5 liter Bentley. That sold for some pretty good money, David.
Yeah. Wonderful car, 6.5 liter sport coupe. It has a fixed-bed coupe body by Surbiton, and it brought $726,000. So that was good money for that car. We also had another one of the higher, certainly in the top 10, was the 65 Ferrari 275 GTB, and that brought $737,000. So definitely good money in that segment.
Tell us about
We had a Duesenberg, another Duesenberg, a Model J, convertible Berline by LeBaron, and that brought $825,000. You know, good sort of two Duesenbergs selling within 2 days. Obviously, different coachwork, one being a four-door convertible sedan, the other being a convertible coupe. Obviously, the convertible coupe is a much more desirable car, and it brought a much higher number. But those are two data points there. You know, both great Duesenbergs, both matching numbers, both original body cars, coach work and everything.
Absolutely. Is the Duesenberg buyer a unique one, David, or is it, you know, just part of the – is there anything that sets the Duesenberg buyer, let's rephrase that, apart from other collectors in the hobby?
Well, certainly a lot of them, you know, they have to have a lot of zeros in their bank account.
Yeah.
that's number one. But definitely, I mean, we're seeing the fun thing about both Duesenbergs that we sold this weekend were that they were fellows that have been looking for a Duesenberg for a long time, first-time buyers of Duesenbergs. And there are many fellows, many guys that have Duesenbergs that have multiples. I mean, that's quite common with Duesenberg collectors. It's a mark where people have more than one quite frequently. But these guys, both of the buyers of each car, were first-time buyers of Duesenbergs and had been looking for them for a long time.
Oh, that's great.
And kind of a new younger generation, which is fun to see as well.
Oh, absolutely. So, we need that more and more in the hobby. And another interesting vehicle that went over the block and sold for $649,000 was a 1948 Cadillac Series 62 Custom Cabriolet. Tell our listeners a little bit about what makes this Cadillac so particularly special.
Well, it was a Sauchik-bodied Cadillac, and they only made two. And this car is just wild. Sauchik was a French coach builder, and you know, if you can imagine, you know, a standard Cadillac chassis with a really, really wild and flamboyant French lines and chrome, and it's just extreme coach building at its most extreme.
Absolutely. More with David Gooding straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer.
Uh-huh.
Give me one good reason to switch to Haggerty.
Okay. We can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time. David Gooding, the president and founder of Gooding & Company, is telling us all about the sales held out in Scottsdale, Arizona this past Friday and Saturday, telling us about some of the record-breaking vehicles that sold, as well as some of the unusual vehicles. And let's talk a little bit about a very unusual Maserati from 1967. This was a Mexico Special. Tell our listeners about this, because I'm not that familiar with this vehicle, David.
Yeah, it was a 67 Maserati Sebring Special, and it had one-off coachwork on it, and I'm just trying to. I don't quite remember what we sold it for.
187. Yeah, 187.
187. Yeah, yeah, it was a good number. So, such a unique car that, you know, people often ask us, you know, what is this? You know, what is my car worth? And I'll say, we can give you a range, but we don't know for sure. The best way to tell is let the market speak. Put it up in front of everybody and let the auction process do the proper valuation. And that's what happened on this car. We were thinking it would bring probably 125 to 140, and it brought 175. So, you know, unique, special automobiles. They're very, very, when they're really, you know, low production and great, hard-to-value cars, you never know what they're going to bring.
Absolutely. I want to congratulate you for making a significant donation to the International Response Fund of the American Red Cross to benefit the relief efforts in Haiti. And also, you did something in partnership with the folks there in Arizona. I believe you set up a donation center. That's what I heard, David?
That's right. Yeah, we did that at the back of our when I was at doing the auction, it was the back of the tent for us, but in the entrance as you came in. So people could donate toward the Haitian Relief Fund, and we made a significant donation on behalf of the company. All of the workers, everybody, the whole staff felt obliged to contribute. So we all made a big contribution, and we're proud of it. And we were able to raise some further money for the relief fund there. So we're happy to do that. You know, I mean, it's one thing when we can auction cars, but also when we can raise some money for a worthy cause, that's something to be proud of.
Let's look ahead to the next event on the auction calendar. It's going to be down in Florida, Amelia Island. It's going to be held on Friday, March 12th, and this is your first ever Amelia Island auction sale. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance is one of the best events of its kind in the world, and Bill Warner and the group down there have done an amazing job at just attracting cars from all over the world, and there are so many collectors that come down. We've had a lot of our consignors say, you know, look, you should do an auction down in that area. So we were able to get to the venue of the Amelia Island Plantation, and we expect to have about 50 cars, including we consigned last year's Best of Show winning 1931 Voisin C20, and it won Best of Show at last year's Amelia Island Concours.
Wow.
So we're going to be auctioning that off, as well as some really unique cars, a 37 Peugeot, Darlmat, just a beautiful little Peugeot, pre-war Peugeot. We have a LeBaron-bodied Duesenberg that we're going to be selling, some Bugattis, a mixture of all sorts of cars.
And some unusual stuff, too, a 1956 Mercedes-Benz station wagon.
Yeah, something you don't see, a 300 station wagon. A very rare car. I believe they made about 10 of them, and we're going to be selling one that is beautifully restored, absolutely stunning. You know, I've never actually, other than this car, seen one in person, so that should be exciting to see. And, again, there's a good example of a car that we're not quite sure what it'll bring, you know. Could bring 200, could bring 300. We will see.
Will it be
it's a must-have for a Mercedes-Benz collector, though, certainly.
Definitely. And you're also going to have a 63 Jaguar E-Type up for sale. And it seems like people never get tired of the E-Types. I certainly don't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the all-time great designs post-war. You know, we can't have a sale full of just rare one-offs. First off, they're hard to find, but secondly, you know, not everybody wants that. And we like to offer a wide variety of cars, everything from cars that have mass appeal, like the E-Type, Porsche 356s, you know, 911s, some great American 50s cars, to the more obscure cars, you know, cars pre-war, cars like the Voisin and you know, a Duesenberg, a Bugatti. We like to get a good mixture because our clients, you know, clients that buy a Duesenberg this weekend may buy an E-Type from us at Amelia. Because they bought a Duesenberg, they're now selling some other cars. So you know, we like to cater to the clients. And find the kind of cars that our clients are looking for.
How can folks find out more about the upcoming Amelia Island auction, as well as check out the complete results from the 2 days of sales in Arizona? Web-wise, is that the best place to go, David?
Definitely. Visit our website, which is GoodingCo, that's GoodingCo.com. All of our, you can see any information you need, prices realized, anything you wanted on our Scottsdale auction, and you can get information on our upcoming Amelia Island auction, as well as our auction at Pebble Beach, which is happening, actually two auctions at Pebble Beach happening in August.
Excellent. I've always wanted to ask you, I mean, you seem to really specialize in finding some extraordinarily rare vehicles. How does it happen? Is it a combination that folks come to you, or are you actively seeking the rare ones?
You know, I mean, it's a combination. They find us, we find them. But you know, that's what we love doing. My colleagues and I love traveling the world. Some of them have most of them have already left Arizona. I'm still here. Out to go and visit other car collectors already. They packed up and left. But we, you know, that's what we live for. We really enjoy it. We like visiting with clients and discovering cars that we can bring to market and auction. It's what we really enjoy. You know, that's our great pleasure.
And certainly when you look at the results of the Gooding & Co. Auction results combined with some of the other auctions there in the Scottsdale, Arizona area, you have to say that 2010 is off to a pretty good start.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're very happy, and we're looking forward to a great year. A lot of people have said, there's uncertainty in the market. Boy, the market's down, it is to that. And they question where things are. You know, and frankly, people say that pretty much before every auction. So once again, not just our auction, but the other auctions have shown that the market is alive and well, and there is a active and loyal following for these great classic cars.
And I think it's wonderful, as you pointed out a little bit earlier in our conversation, that we're seeing some younger folks and first-time buyers getting into the mix. That's certainly going to be good for the hobby in the long run, and the more of those folks we can get into the mix, the better.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I'm amazed at how the hobby just keeps growing. Everybody that I've known collecting cars over the years, they continue to be passionate about collecting cars, but there's a whole new group of people that keep coming in. So it's great for the hobby. And, those of us that love cars, you can certainly see why that people would be converted, because it's just such a fun hobby. People are wonderful, and, of course, these cars are so many fun things you can do with them. So it's good fun, and it can be a good investment as well. But far above everything else is just a good way to spend your time.
Absolutely. You get to meet some wonderful people and get to enjoy the ownership of an absolutely gorgeous automobile at the same time. David Gooding, congratulations on your record-breaking sale there in Arizona.
Thank you very much, Bob.
He's David Gooding, the president and founder of Gooding & Company. I'm Bob Long. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. We thank you very much for listening.
End up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.